Now, the top of the hour on the Progressive Voices channel on TuneIn presents the Green News Report.
Severe weather hit the West Coast Sunday, breaking some rainfall records. The downpour caused flooding, mudslides, even shut down some highways.
Historic storm slams drought-stricken western U.S. as climate-intensified extreme weather threatens 90 million Americans.
Increased risk of disease, war, and mass migration would create global chaos.
New reports warn climate change is a growing national security threat. Plus,
you're going the wrong way!
UN report finds greenhouse gas emissions hit new record highs in 2020.
All of those wrong way stories and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Saudi Arabia is set to launch an enormous oil-themed extreme park. And to keep the Mideast oil theme authentic, the U.S. is going to invade it.
This is your Green News Report.
Just be sure to wear your poncho when you ride the log flume.
I'm gonna soak up the sun.
Okay, Desi Doyen. There are so many green news related stories at this point. I have no idea how you're going to pick and choose what should fit into 6 minutes. So I will shut up and let you do it.
All righty.
Good luck.
More than 90 million people are under extreme weather watches and warnings across the entire country this week. And it's extreme weather whiplash in Northern California as the state careens from drought to fire to torrential rains and floods. A storm of historic record intensity has slammed the West Coast, helping fire crews extinguish several massive wildfires, but also triggering landslides in burn areas, shutting down a critical state highway. Sacramento went from its driest period on record to breaking its all-time high 24-hour rainfall record on Sunday.
Not whiplash at all.
Such swings in extreme weather are projected to occur more frequently and intensely with man-made global warming. A flood of studies and reports are coming out in the run-up to the crucial United Nations Climate Conference in Glasgow starting November 1.
A flood of stories. I see what you did there.
First up, the United Nations reported on Monday that thanks to rapid growth in clean energy, nations are making progress on lowering their emissions.
Yay.
However, that progress is still not fast enough to meet their modest emissions pledges under the Paris Climate Agreement.
Boo.
The UN's World Meteorological Organization reports that greenhouse gas concentrations hit a new record high in 2020 and are headed that way as well in 2021, saying that the world is way off track in curbing rising temperatures.
We suck.
A third report cautions that natural carbon sinks like forests and the oceans that previously absorbed about half of humanity's emissions are now becoming less effective at doing so.
We really suck. So the Amazon, which used to be a carbon sink, is now actually a source of carbon.
Yes.
Oh, we're so bad.
And the U.S. government released a flurry of reports on climate risk.
Any of them good?
No.
Oh.
The Financial Stability Oversight Council, created in the wake of the 2008 financial crisis, declared man-made climate change to be a growing threat to the U.S. financial system. It lays out actions for federal agencies to prepare for risks to the U.S. economy and its banking system to prevent the climate crisis from causing the next financial crisis. However, the report stopped short of pushing regulators like the Federal Reserve to end investments in new fossil fuel projects.
Yeah, why would they want to do that? Don't go so far as to hurt the economy.
A suite of new studies from key federal agencies warns that climate change also poses a major risk to national security. First, the Defense Department assessed how climate change will alter U.S. defense interests around the world. Then Homeland Security issued a strategic framework on defending the country and individual communities from climate threats. A White House report focused on the links between climate change and migration, which is projected to increase dramatically as global warming affects crops and water supplies.
Can't say we weren't warned.
The Director of National Intelligence issued the first ever National Intelligence Estimate on Climate Change on the geopolitical implications of global warming. That report includes hair-raising scenarios like a desperate rogue nation unilaterally launching solar geoengineering projects that could trigger unintended global side effects affecting extreme weather.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
Aaron Sikorsky, director of the Center for Climate and Security on CNN, warned,
if we don't cut emissions in the second half of the century, the climate impacts are catastrophic to security. It's not just the scientists, it's also the security experts saying it's a real problem.
But finally, some good news. A major breakthrough on the eve of the UN climate conference. After years of contentious negotiations, industrialized nations on Monday agreed to provide at least $100 billion annually in climate aid to developing nations to help assist them with loss and damage from accelerating climate impacts. The world's poorest nations have the fewest resources and did not cause the climate crisis, but are suffering its impacts first and worst.
$100 billion.
A year.
The U.S. Treasury Department brings in about $300 billion a day some days. For much more on all of those stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Brother, can you spare a dime?
Please help Progressive Voices support the Green News Report by stopping by bradblog.com/donate.